Some churches, temples, and monasteries struggle to attract younger worshipers. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul on a musical lure for new followers.
Musicians wearing colorful costumes and ecstatic expressions perform outside a Buddhist temple in Seoul. The annual Lotus Lantern Parade celebrates the Buddha's birthday. It draws Koreans and foreigners, people of all faiths and no faith. It's a vibrant example of Buddhism's deep roots in Korean culture. For the last performance of the evening, a DJ takes the stage in Buddhist robes and with headphones on his shaven head. He whips the young crowd into a frenzy. Yoon Song-ho is a 47-year-old Buddhist comedian, DJ, and rising celebrity. His Korean stage name, New Jeans Neem, suggests novelty and progressiveness. It also sounds like New Jeans, a popular K-pop girl group. He works passages from Buddhist sutras and puns on Buddhist terms into his sets. Speaking in a backstage tent, he explains his goals.
불교는요, 자유로운 종교입니다. 오는 사람 안 맞고.
Buddhism is a free religion. It doesn't force people to join or to leave. I want people to understand Buddhism. I'm not telling them to become followers.
New Jeans Neem adds that many young South Koreans find Buddhism inaccessible and stuffy.
저의 역할은 그냥 사람들을 모으는 역할입니다.
My role is to draw people in.
법력이 높으신 우리
The rest is up to the great learned monks whose role it is to relay the teachings of Buddha.
The Buddhist establishment has embraced New Jeans Neem. The Venerable Namjeon is a monk in charge of spreading Buddhism at the headquarters of the Chogye Order, Korean Buddhism's largest sect.
이런 불교의 고정관념을 깨뜨리고
New Jeans Neem is helping a lot to break through these prejudices about Buddhism and improving its image. The boldness and fun that break down the idea that religion has to be stern and serious, that's not something we monks can easily bring.
Namjeon argues that New Jeans Neem is just one of the latest in a long line of reformers and innovators stretching back 26 centuries to the Buddha himself.
In the broad flow of history, there's something Buddhism calls expedient means, which means adopting measures that are more convenient to the general public in spreading the teachings of Buddha.
Namjeon and other Buddhists believe that something needs to be done to stem their faith's decline. Census figures show that more than half of South Koreans follow no organized religion, and those who do tend to be older. Many countries are becoming more secular, but none of them face a demographic decline as steep as South Korea's. Around a decade ago, Protestantism overtook Buddhism to become South Korea's largest religion. Yoon Sung-yong, director of the Korea Institute for Religion and Culture in Seoul, says Protestantism appeals more to younger Koreans because it emphasizes individual religious belief. Aspects of Buddhism that focus on individuals, he adds, are popular.
조직의 종교로서의 어떤 불교는 뭔가 쇠퇴하지만
Buddhism as an organized religion is in decline, but Buddhism in individuals' everyday life is expanding in the form of meditation or yoga.
불교에서 제가 가장 좋아하는 말이 재행무상입니다.
In his DJ set, New Jeans Neem urges listeners not to get arrogant because of success or discouraged because of failure, because everything is impermanent and subject to change. Some of New Jeans Neem's performances scheduled for this month in Singapore and last month in Malaysia were canceled after local Buddhist organizations objected. But New Jeans Neem seems unbothered and focused on his upcoming shows. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Go!